Welcome back to the Trinaya Podcast, where we dive deep into the real estate landscape, exploring market trends, challenges, and opportunities that impact buyers, sellers, investors, and communities. Today, we're focusing on a critical issue that's shaping the future of Hartford's commercial real estate market. Hartford's downtown office sector is facing a major shift, and the implications go far beyond vacant buildings and empty storefronts. The challenges are complex, and the solutions require creativity, investment, and collaboration. Hartford's commercial real estate market has been struggling with high vacancy rates, declining property values, and an ongoing transition in how businesses utilize office space. With nearly 40% of downtown office space either vacant or becoming available, landlords and lenders are facing difficult decisions about the future of their properties. The shift towards remote and hybrid work has reduced demand for traditional office space, and companies that once occupied large sections of prime real estate are downsizing or rethinking their office footprints. This trend has created a ripple effect, impacting property owners, investors, and even the city's overall economic health. Foreclosures, declining property values, and financial uncertainty are becoming common themes, with properties like City Place One and the Metro Center facing significant challenges. Some landlords are struggling to secure new tenants, while others are finding it difficult to justify further investment in buildings that may never see full occupancy again. In response, the market is adapting, and new strategies are emerging to address these issues. The impact extends beyond just landlords and lenders. Local businesses that rely on foot traffic from office workers are feeling the strain, as fewer employees commuting into the city means decreased demand for restaurants, retail stores, and other services. Municipal revenue streams are also being affected, as lower property values lead to reduced tax revenue, limiting the city's ability to fund infrastructure projects and community programs. The vibrancy of Hartford's downtown district is at stake, and without a proactive approach, the long-term consequences could reshape the city's economic landscape. At the same time, there are opportunities within this shift. The conversation around how cities use commercial space is evolving, and Hartford has the chance to be at the forefront of this transformation. While challenges remain, stakeholders from all sectors are beginning to rethink the purpose and function of office buildings, exploring innovative ways to reimagine the downtown core and revitalize underutilized properties. The key question is, how can Hartford navigate this transition in a way that benefits property owners, businesses, and the community as a whole? As the office market in Hartford continues to shift, landlords, lenders, and city officials are navigating uncharted territory. The traditional model of office leasing, where companies commit to long-term agreements for large blocks of space, is no longer the standard. Businesses are instead prioritizing flexibility, seeking shorter leases, and reducing their footprints as they embrace hybrid and remote work models. This evolution has left many property owners grappling with prolonged vacancies and uncertain futures. While some landlords have taken a wait-and-see approach, others are actively rethinking their strategies. Some are offering aggressive leasing incentives, such as rent abatements, build-out allowances, and flexible contract terms, in an attempt to attract tenants. Others are pivoting to co-working spaces or shared office models, recognizing the growing demand for more adaptable work environments. However, these solutions require investment, and not every property owner is in a position to absorb additional costs. The challenge is compounded by the financial strain many landlords are already experiencing. Office properties that once generated stable returns are now liabilities, with owners struggling to cover debt service payments and maintenance costs. Foreclosures and distressed sales have increased, and lenders are being forced to make tough decisions about whether to restructure loans, sell off non-performing assets, or take control of struggling properties themselves. This uncertainty has led to hesitation in the market, as potential buyers and investors remain cautious about acquiring office properties in a climate of such unpredictability. Adding to the complexity, Hartford's current zoning and permitting processes are not always aligned with the urgent need to repurpose commercial properties. Some landlords looking to convert office space into residential units or mixed-use developments face bureaucratic hurdles that slow progress and discourage investment. Without policy adjustments and streamlined approval processes, efforts to revitalize downtown Hartford could stall, leaving valuable properties underutilized for years to come. At the same time, city leaders are increasingly aware that this issue cannot be solved by the private sector alone. Discussions are underway to explore public-private partnerships, financial incentives, and policy reforms that could facilitate the transition of office properties into more viable uses. While there is no one-size-fits-all solution, Hartford's ability to adapt will depend on collaboration, forward-thinking investment, and a willingness to reimagine the city's commercial landscape in a way that reflects the realities of today's economy. With Hartford's commercial real estate sector facing prolonged vacancies and financial instability, creative solutions are beginning to emerge. Landlords, developers, and policymakers are starting to explore unconventional approaches to reinvigorating downtown properties and making them viable once again. One of the key strategies gaining traction is the reconfiguration of office spaces to meet the evolving needs of modern businesses and workers. Flexible workspaces, for example, are becoming an increasingly attractive option. Instead of relying on traditional office leases, many companies are turning to co-working environments that allow for adaptability in size and duration. This model benefits both landlords and tenants by offering scalable office solutions without long-term commitments. Property owners who embrace this shift are redesigning office layouts to include communal areas, hot desks, and conference facilities that cater to a variety of professionals, from remote workers to small business teams. Another innovative approach is the diversification of building usage. Some landlords are seeking to transform single-purpose office buildings into mixed-use properties that combine office space with retail, dining, and even residential units. This type of adaptive reuse not only brings more people into the downtown core, but also creates a more dynamic and sustainable urban environment. A building that once relied solely on office workers for activity throughout the day can now maintain steady foot traffic from residents and shoppers, ensuring businesses within the property remain viable. Additionally, partnerships with educational institutions are being explored as a way to fill vacant commercial properties. Universities and technical schools often require additional space for classrooms, administrative offices, or research facilities. By repurposing office buildings to accommodate academic needs, landlords can secure stable tenants while contributing to the city's education sector. These collaborations can bring in students, faculty, and staff, further increasing foot traffic and economic activity in areas that have been struggling with vacancies. While these ideas offer promising alternatives, implementation remains a challenge. Converting properties to mixed-use developments or educational facilities requires significant investment and, in many cases, regulatory adjustments. Zoning laws, permitting processes, and financing hurdles can slow progress, making it essential for Hartford's local government to work closely with stakeholders to streamline these efforts. Without proactive policy adjustments and financial incentives, the transition from traditional office space to more innovative uses may be slow and uneven. Despite these obstacles, the momentum toward rethinking Hartford's office market is growing. The key to success lies in continued collaboration between property owners, business leaders, and policymakers, ensuring that these emerging strategies are supported by both private investment and public policy. The way forward will require a balance between innovation and practicality, but with the right mix of vision and execution, Hartford's commercial real estate sector can find new life amid these changing dynamics. As Hartford navigates its shifting commercial real estate landscape, financial considerations remain a critical factor in determining the success or failure of revitalization efforts. With office buildings experiencing declining values, property owners and investors are looking for financial solutions that can provide stability and encourage new development. This has led to discussions about strategic investments, funding sources, and incentive programs that could help bridge the gap between financial distress and sustainable recovery. One of the biggest challenges facing property owners is securing financing for renovations and conversions. Traditional lenders have become increasingly cautious about funding commercial office projects, particularly as uncertainty looms over long-term demand. As a result, alternative financing methods are gaining attention. Private equity firms and investment groups are beginning to step in, offering capital in exchange for a stake in future profits. This type of funding structure can help building owners move forward with redevelopment without taking on unsustainable levels of debt. Public funding also plays a key role in revitalization efforts. Hartford City officials and state legislators are exploring grant programs and tax incentives to encourage the transformation of underutilized properties. These programs can help offset some of the financial risks associated with converting office buildings into residential, mixed-use, or educational spaces. However, accessing these funds requires navigating bureaucratic processes, which can be time-consuming and complex. Efforts to streamline application processes and make funding more accessible will be crucial to ensuring these incentives have a meaningful impact. Another potential solution is the creation of special financing districts or opportunity zones within Hartford's downtown core. By designating specific areas for targeted economic incentives, policymakers can encourage development in locations where revitalization is most needed. These initiatives often include tax breaks, low-interest loans, or subsidies that attract developers willing to take on ambitious projects. Cities that have successfully implemented similar strategies have seen an increase in investment and a gradual reduction in commercial vacancies. Additionally, creative leasing arrangements are becoming more common as property owners look for ways to generate revenue while waiting for long-term solutions. Short-term leases, revenue-sharing agreements, and flexible rental terms are being used to attract tenants who may not be ready to commit to traditional multi-year leases. While these arrangements may not provide immediate stability, they allow buildings to remain operational and generate some level of income rather than sitting vacant. As a quick reminder, Trinaya Real Estate offers tenant acquisition services to Connecticut landlords. For more information about our services, contact us at 203-200-0933. Again, that's 203-200-0933. Ultimately, Hartford's ability to rebound from its commercial real estate struggles will depend on a combination of smart financial strategies, innovative funding solutions, and effective public-private partnerships. By creating an environment where investment is both feasible and attractive, the city can take meaningful steps toward revitalization and long-term economic sustainability. While financial incentives and creative leasing strategies are crucial for Hartford's commercial real estate recovery, the role of policy and regulation cannot be overlooked. Local and state governments hold the power to either facilitate revitalization efforts or inadvertently slow them down through outdated zoning laws, lengthy approval processes, and restrictive policies that may not reflect the city's current economic realities. One of the major challenges property owners and developers face is the need for more flexible zoning regulations. Many of Hartford's existing commercial buildings were designed under zoning codes that strictly dictate their use, making it difficult to repurpose them into residential units, mixed-use developments, or other functional spaces. Without updated zoning policies that allow for greater adaptability, the ability to transform vacant office buildings into vibrant spaces remains limited. City officials have started discussing amendments that would enable greater mixed-use flexibility, which could help catalyze redevelopment efforts. Another policy-related hurdle is the length of the permitting and approval process. Developers looking to undertake conversion projects often find themselves entangled in months or even years of bureaucratic delays. These setbacks can be costly, discouraging investment in projects that could otherwise provide much-needed economic revitalization. Streamlining permitting processes, implementing fast-track approval programs for adaptive reuse projects, and improving coordination between municipal departments could significantly reduce these barriers and encourage more rapid redevelopment. Historic preservation regulations also play a role in shaping Hartford's commercial real estate landscape. While it's important to protect the architectural and historical integrity of certain structures, overly rigid preservation mandates can sometimes hinder the ability to modernize buildings for contemporary use. Finding a balance between preservation and practical redevelopment is essential to ensuring that Hartford's historic properties can be adapted for the future while still retaining their cultural significance. Public-private partnerships can also help overcome some of these regulatory challenges. By fostering collaboration between local government officials, developers, business owners, and community organizations, Hartford can implement policies that align with both economic and community interests. These partnerships can facilitate communication, expedite regulatory reforms, and create a shared vision for the city's commercial future. Ultimately, Hartford's ability to navigate the complexities of policy and regulation will play a key role in determining the success of its commercial real estate recovery. A proactive approach to updating zoning laws, expediting approvals, and balancing historic preservation with modern needs will be critical in ensuring that the city's commercial properties can evolve alongside changing economic and social dynamics. As Hartford continues to navigate the shifting landscape of its commercial real estate market, one of the most critical elements to consider is the role of community engagement and local participation in shaping the future of the city. The transformation of downtown Hartford cannot be driven solely by policymakers and developers. It requires input, support, and investment from the people who live, work, and do business in the area. One key aspect of community involvement is fostering open dialogue between city officials, developers, and residents. Public forums, town hall meetings, and digital platforms for community feedback can help ensure that revitalization efforts align with the needs and expectations of Hartford's population. Residents and local businesses must have a voice in deciding how commercial spaces are repurposed, what kinds of amenities are prioritized, and how new developments can integrate seamlessly into existing neighborhoods. Another crucial factor in community engagement is ensuring that redevelopment efforts create opportunities for local businesses and entrepreneurs. Large-scale corporate investment is important, but small businesses are the backbone of any thriving downtown area. Hartford has an opportunity to create initiatives that provide affordable commercial space for startups, offer financial incentives to locally owned businesses, and foster an environment where small enterprises can thrive alongside larger tenants. By prioritizing inclusivity in redevelopment plans, the city can build a more resilient and diverse economic foundation. Education and workforce development also play an essential role in Hartford's revitalization. As new commercial projects take shape, it is important to connect the community with training programs, job placement initiatives, and apprenticeship opportunities that allow residents to benefit directly from the economic growth taking place around them. Investing in workforce development ensures that Hartford's economic revitalization is not just about buildings, but about people, providing long-term stability and growth for the community as a whole. In addition to economic considerations, community-oriented revitalization must also focus on creating spaces that enhance quality of life. This includes incorporating public parks, cultural institutions, and recreational spaces into redevelopment plans. A vibrant downtown is not just a place for business, it should also be a hub for arts, entertainment, and community gatherings. Thoughtful urban planning can ensure that Hartford's transformation is about more than just financial returns. It should create a city that people want to live in, visit, and engage with on a daily basis. Ultimately, Hartford's commercial real estate market will only succeed if its transformation is rooted in community-driven solutions. By fostering open communication, supporting local businesses, investing in workforce development, and creating spaces that enrich daily life, Hartford can position itself as a model for inclusive and sustainable urban revitalization. The path forward must be one that brings together all stakeholders, residents, businesses, developers, and policymakers to ensure that the city's commercial evolution benefits everyone involved. Until next time, Thank you for your time and make it a great day.